Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
From the 78th Venice Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, I'm Ilaria Gomarasca, and I have the pleasure here today to have Peter Kerekes, who is the director of 107 Mothers, presented in the Orizzonti competition. Congratulations and welcome, Peter.
Thank you very much.
You deliver a portrait full of humanity and dignity of a universe full of women that lives in this jail in Ukraine. And at the same time, you follow the lives of the convicts and the guardians. So I was really wondering how came up the idea of this project. First of all,
yes, in the beginning we were planning to make a film about people that are censoring love letters in the prison, and because the prisoners have a right to write letters. And during our research we found Irina Kiryazeva in the prison number 74 in Odessa, and it's a female prison, and there were women with children. And it started to attract us. In the beginning, it was just exotic, let's say. But then we spend there more and more time, and suddenly we get pretty deep in their stories. So this was the idea to make a film.
And it's interesting, the fact that you choose to work with these women, in the sense that the majority of the characters are played by themselves. So you spent a lot of time in prison with these women. So can you tell us more about this project, about the process, and maybe also the challenges of filming in this way?
Well, we spent a very long time of the research. My younger daughter is already saying, oh, it's summer again, my father is going to jail. Basically, that's why the film is called also 107 Mothers, because from the research we borrow from some women their stories, from some women their part of dialogues, from some women their situations or their habits, what they are doing, and we basically made a mosaic. We built the character of Lessa, the character of our main mother, we built up from 107 mothers. So this was a very long research story. We listened to this woman for a long time. They confessed to us very openly, and we built up very strong relationship with them. The challenge was that they are not professionals, so it's hard for them to stand in the right position in front of the camera. On the other side, they were the emotions what are in the film are such strong and such deep, because they are confessing their lives, and it would be very hard to do it with professional actors.
Yeah, and the result, as you said, it's absolutely powerful and moving. And also we are always, as audience, the sensation to be in the edge between reality and fiction. So you really found the balance in between, and the result is very powerful. And I was wondering, after all those years, all those summers spent in jail, the editing phase must have been also a challenge because of all these hours of shooting.
Actually, what really helped us a lot was the pandemic, because suddenly I was closed at home. I was not able to go outside and to film my next movie, so we were stuck in the editing room. And with my editors, we were just playing with the material, and we really had a long, long time to make different versions. And we really had versions with completely different ending, for example, in this film. And finally, it was a process of distillation. When you make from a lot of wine, you make the proper grappa. So it was exactly the same. And actually, we were editing more than 1 year.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you for delivering this beautiful portrait, and also for the achievement of being in Venice. So I wish the best to the film and to your career. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This was Fred Film Radio from Venice, and I'm Ilaria Gomarasca.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.